Shalom uvracha, welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue Pel Yoyd, Shin number 310, on the topic of Dibur, of speech, specifically how one can and should use his speech to help other people. The specific focus here, and it's viewed as a mitzvah, when you use your speech as a vehicle to help other people, you are performing a mitzvah. The Pel Yoyd turns his attention on using your speech to protect someone else. You inform someone that the business venture they want to take or the email they received online or the phone call they got is a scam, it's dangerous. You know about the scam, you want to protect the person to avoid a scam. There are unfortunately a lot of people out there who want to harm people. And you want to protect this individual. When you inform this individual of the possible future loss, you are doing a mitzvah. When you give him advice how to protect himself, you are doing a mitzvah. Included in using your voice, your capability of your speech, is to comfort, is to sympathize with someone who is in a difficult situation. A person's in pain, emotional pain, physical pain, rachman litzlan. And the opposite, l'samech chosen v'kalo. To make a chosen and kala happy, to rejoice with a chosen and kala. I want to tell you a story. A little less than 2 weeks ago, I was zeicha baruch Hashem to marry off my son. And before the chasna, I took a picture of the chosen's tish. Set up beautifully. Very nice. But there was something missing. And what was missing was the people. Of course, the chasna didn't start yet. What made the simcha wasn't the beautiful tablecloth and the schnapps and the food. It was the simcha of the people coming in to Misameach, Chosen Kala, my friends coming, the family. That was the simcha. When you're on the side of making the simcha, you mamish feel. You feel the simcha when other people are coming in to Misameach you. Normally, we go to Chasna and we're Misameach, the Baal Simcha, the Chosen, the father, whoever it is, the Kala, the mother. I'm sharing this with you to explain the tremendous feeling of happiness, of simcha, from all those people coming in, giving you a smile, giving you a hug, giving you a kiss. This is the simcha. This is what the Pel Yoyetz is telling us over here when he says, "Vein bechlal lanu l'nachem l'mishishori v'tzar ulesameya chosim v'kala." And to mesameya chosim v'kala, you say a nice word. This is all chelik of the beauty of the simcha. And the same thing applies if rachman litzlan, the person's in pain. Sometimes you don't know what to say. And sometimes what you could tell the person is to telling the person, "I'm sorry you're going through this now." But you tell the person, "I'm here with you, you're not alone. We're going to go through this together." Furthermore, to reach out to the aniyim, to people who unfortunately are financially challenged and strapped with nisayness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives parnasa. And it's very difficult for them. They don't have. And you try to help them out financially, or you try to share a good word to pick them up. And the Cholim, a person who is Rachman Litzlan, he's sick. You reach out to the person, ask him how he's doing. Sometimes you shouldn't ask how he's doing. Let them talk. L'hashivim b'tshuva, and bringing people back to Yiddishkeit. L'hashivim b'tshuva. A tremendous mitzvah to bring the person back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'hashkirim al dvar mitzvah. And the person does a mitzvah, one should mention their names each time he does a mitzvah. Give him a chizik. Give him a chizik. You did a great thing. Obviously, it has to be appropriate to the right age, the right person, the right situation. Lispoid al komeis. and to eulogize on every single mace. A person has a relationship with an individual who unfortunately was nifter. The word hesped is the same oisios as hefsid, a loss. By a hesed, by eulogy, it's a mitzvah to eulogize the person. And to see it, to share, and to discuss and pray the praise of this individual. L'saper b'shivchoi es asher nimso boi dover toiv. To speak about his great attributes, which we're going to come back to in a minute. V'lohasim shalom bein adam l'chaveir bein ish l'ishtoi. Other aspects how we can use our speech. If you're the right person to help make shalom between people, or between a husband and his wife. And to greet people. Be the first to greet people. You're walking down the street. Doesn't matter who the person is. They daven with you in shul. They don't daven with you in shul. They're Jewish. They're not Jewish. It doesn't matter who the person is. Say good morning. Say hello. How are you? Smile to the person. The Gemara Brachas Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis tells us Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Gadol Hador. And he was Makdim Shalom Lechol Adam. He was Makdim Shalom Lechol Adam. He was the one who greeted everyone. He didn't say, I'm the Gadol Hador. I'm the leader of Klal Yisrael. I'm so great. Let them greet me first. He's teaching us what we should do. And especially by children. Sometimes we greet the adults. There's a child there also. You greet the child, I'm telling you, they're going to feel like $1 million. You, machshiv, you thought of looking and saying hello to this child, and maybe if it's appropriate, you shake the person's hand, you shake the child's hand. You're going to make the child feel amazing. That whenever you use your mouth, and it causes a positive benefit. You accomplish a positive benefit to someone else. This is the mitzvah techoshev. It's viewed as a mitzvah.